these Nagpatnis are praying. Namastubhyam bhagavate purushaya mahatmane bhutavasaya bhutaya paraya paramatmane jnana vijnana nidhaye brahmane ananta shaktaye agunaya vikaraya namaste prakrataya cha namaha pranama moolaya kavaye shastra yonaye pravrataya nivrataya nigamaya namo namaha namaha krishnaya ramaya vasudeva sutaya cha pradyumnaya niruddhaya satvatam pataye namaha. Like that, they keep praying beautiful, meaningful prayers, appropriate, befitting prayers they offer. I just said few. There are many more. Again, homework for you. And they said towards the end of those prayers, aparadaha, certainly our husband has committed big, big offense. But you are Bharata, you are the master, creator, you are Purusha, we are, you are Prakriti. My dear Lord, please tolerate and forgive this mudha. Addressing the husband, he is mudha, you know, he's what he is. He has no brain. He's first-class fool. And he has committed this aparadh, but anugranhishva, please benedict him. Well, he's about to lose his life, my dear Lord. But being the wives, we are only begging, O Lord, sadhu sochanam, have pity upon us. We are, our only request is pati pranaha pradiyatam. Please give or keep our husband alive. He's about to lose his pran. Keep him alive. Videhi kinkarinam. We are your kinkari, we are your servants, please order us. We are ready to render service and please make us free from all anxiety. Sarvato bhayat muchyate. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that as the Krishna heard these prayers, Krishna jumped. He was on the top of the... He came down. He was in front of Kaliya and the Nagapatnis. That means he released that Kaliya. Pratilabdha labdhendriya pranaha, gave his life back or gave him strength. Shanai harim krachrat, and gradually he was getting his strength back, and poor Kaliya has been was struggling to doing proper breathing, and so gradually attained normalcy, and he has his hands folded. I don't know what kind of hands he had. But this is Kritanjali. Kritanjali has hands folded. And he is also offering prayers, begging for pardon. And Kaliya Uvacha, Kaliya speaks. He says, yes, my dear Lord, we are, This is what we are, our serpent species. We are always envious, we are always angry. This is our swabhav. I wish to become free from this anger, but this kind of moha, this kind of conditioning is not very katham. How to get rid of this illusion and bondage and this kind of conditioning, anger, envy, we don't know. But bhavan hi karanam tatra sarvagyo jagadishwaraha. But you are cause of all causes. If you wish to make me free from all these lower natures, Lord, you are free. Anugraham nigraham va. Either favor me, love me or leave me. Love me or leave me. Anugraha, you may favor me. Nigraha, punish me. Manyase tad videhi, whatever. Yada yachasi tatha kuru. You do as you wish. So with these words, he's kind of fully surrendered unto the Lord. Iti akaranya vachaha sukha uvacha. Sukadeva Goswami says, by hearing these words, he had heard the Nagapatnis, the wives of Kaliya. Now Lord has just now heard Kaliya also. Lord said, Natrastheyam tvaya sarpa samudram yahi machiram. You don't stay here. Go to the ocean. Godrabhi bhujyatam nadi. I want this water of this Jamuna river for my cows and my friends Brajabasis. And that's it. That's brief. Lord's response was very brief, but very, very clear and firm. And Sukadeva Goswami is making few comments here. He says, anyone who listens to this pastime of Krishna subduing Kaliya, one benefit. Are you scared of snakes? Some of you? You'll not be, the fear of snakes will not bother you anymore. You may have to read this pastime few more times. So that's one. Another benediction is anyone who takes bath in that lake, no more poisonous lake, don't have to worry. And he does fasting and takes bath where Krishna says, Mad Krida, Lord's Krida has been performed. And remembers this pastime, Smaran Sarva Papai Pramuchyate. He becomes free from all the reactions of the sin. Remembering this pastime, fasting, taking bath in that Kaliya, Rid Kaliya lake. And he also said to Kaliya, yes, I know you had left that Ramanik Dweep because you are afraid of Garud. But now your head has been marked with my lotus feet. So wherever you go, you are safe. Garuda will not bother you. The reason is another very mysterious history. Why Kaliya chose to be in that particular lake and why he had come to Vrindavan's side. So Krishna knew all this. So he said, now you don't have to worry. There's a trademark on your head, my lotus feet. And you are safe. Evam mukto bhagavata krishnena adbhuta karmana tam pujayama samuda nagapatnyascha sadaram. Then the whole family got together. Kaliya, headed by Kaliya, the wives and the children, and they begin worshipping the Lord. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Pujayitva Jagannatha Prasadya Garudadhvajam. They are doing Jagannath puja. And they are giving gifts. Divya Ambara Shrakmani Bhihi. Different garments, jewels. Especially snakes have jewels, you know, in their hoods. They are supposed to be very, very valuable. But hard to get there. You can't reach. You can't slap a snake and snatch the... It's not that easy. But, so they are abhushanai, so many other ornaments they're offering to Krishna. And finally the family did parikrama around Krishna. And they left for the ocean as they were instructed. Tadaiva samrata jala yamuna nirvisha abhavat. At that moment, immediately, as Krishna had also touched, did some swimming there, Yamuna jal became no more poison, became nectarian. Anugrahat bhagavataha krida manusharupinaha. And this was the benediction of bhagavataha, of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was playing role of some kind of manushaha, human-like form, but he is original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And with that, Sukadeva Goswami ends that chapter, and then there's more. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo.